All right. Fucks up, fuckers. I am the Florida man. This is Danger Close. Oh God, there's a fucking blind guy walking behind my truck. Don't squish him. All right. I need a fucking, okay. This motherfucker behind me, okay? Leaving him in the fucking dust. This motherfucker walks by my house every fucking morning, okay? And whenever I'm getting fucking dressed and ready to go into work, I come out and this dude is like always walking by my yard, either right before or right after I'm fucking leaving, right? He walks his white dog right past my fucking yard. And this fucking dog, all right, this white fucking husky looking dog, all right, plops his ass fucking right in my, like right in my fucking yard, almost in my driveway, and pinches off a steaming hot fucking loaf, right? Is it a hate crime to beat the fucking shit out of a blind guy? I don't know how. Why always my yard? Huh? Why does he always gotta take a shit in the Florida man's yard? I'll tell you what. If I didn't believe what I believe, I probably would have fucking beat the shit out of him and fucking robbed him. I would. I would steal his fucking cane and cram it right up his ass. Every fucking day, this bitch is shitting in my yard. Does not pick it up, does not whatever. And, you know, how am I supposed to know if he's really blind? How am I supposed to know if he's really fucking blind? I mean, he wears the sunglasses and he walks around like he's fucking Stevie Wonder, but he might be bullshitting. Trying to collect that fucking disability. I don't give a fuck, Stevie Wonder. Quit shitting in my yard. You and your doggy. I will beat your dog's ass. Well, I won't beat your dog's ass. My dog will fuck your dog. And if you listen into the Danger Close fucking podcast, you would already fucking know that my dog fucks everything and everyone. Does not care if your dog is a male. Okay? It's not a gay thing. It's about fucking superiority and dominance. My fish-eyed fucking half-retarded pit bull. Oh, yeah. He's gonna take your little cute little fucking husky to fucking Pound Town. And you can ask fucking Flyboy, because I'm on my way to go and get him. On my way to go and get this motherfucker. Probably gonna have to tone down the yelling a little bit. A little bit! Right? Because this is a dialogue. See, this is what I'm fucking talking about. Takes two to fucking tango. All right? Now I gotta drive across town and pick this motherfucker up, okay? For multiple reasons. One, he's a good buddy. And two, we want fucking breakfast. The Florida woe man is cooking fucking breakfast right now. So we're gonna eat some fucking eggs, right? Some teens. Protein! For later, whenever I gotta go and box. Alright? And then we're gonna tape this fucking episode. And lastly, because it takes two to fucking tango. At least two. Right? You could fucking tango by yourself, but you're gonna look like a fucking... Dude, you're gonna look like an MLK fucking... Like, Flocka fucking street beast. You know how weird it is to fucking dance alone? Why did they always, like, make that seem like it was normal? If you watch, like, old 90s movies, and you see, like, fucking Kevin Bacon sliding the fuck in his socks. You know what I mean? I tried that. That doesn't fucking work. You bust your ass on fucking slick wood floors. And I'm not talking about the bullshit fucking, you know, I'm not talking about the snap-in boards. I'm talking about real fucking wood floors. Bust your fucking ass. Doesn't work. But I don't know if women are fucking attracted to that anymore. Do you guys give a shit if fucking guys can dance anymore? And I don't mean this bump and grind shit where we just practically go and kind of fucking, like, soft rape you on a dance floor. You know what I mean? Because you can't tell me that you don't feel that fucking stiffy knocking into your ass cheeks. Hey, what's up? Yeah, fucking SF. Want some of this SF dong? I don't know. Or maybe they're at the fucking, you know, maybe they're at the fucking Rainbow Palace. You know what I mean? Just stroking each other's fucking beards and braiding them. Hey, I'm fucking SF. Yeah, what? What are you gonna do? You gonna come at me with your cool fucking, you know, tactical fucking doubled night vision fucking whatever? PVS fucking whatever the fuck those are. I'm sorry. Listen, guys, on the real. I have buddies that are SF. It's all in good fun, okay? It's all in good fun. What is it about SF dudes that they're like, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking more of SEALs. Like, do you guys, like, have a fucking audition, and if they didn't quite make the cast of fucking Point Break, what are the requirements other than, you know, obviously making it through fucking buds? Like, is it a requirement to be able to fucking surf? I tried that. I was never good at it. Never fucking good at it. And it's not that I don't have any fucking balance. I'm just a fucking klutz, dude. You know? Fucking, I couldn't imagine that. Dude, that's gotta be a ride, man. Knowing that this giant fucking wall of water is just like waiting to fucking crush you into a fucking soda can. It's gotta be fucking intense, man. Oh yeah! The special fucking surfers division. SF, yeah. So anyway, I actually heard that I watched it's not a recent podcast. It's one of the older podcasts where what the fuck is his name? Now that I'm fucking taping this shit, now I can't remember his fucking name. Dude, he's a fucking Green Beret. SF, yeah. He was a fucking Green Beret. Still is, I think. And he's a UFC fighter. He has that documentary, Hard to Kill. Whatever. Hopefully he's listening on his shit. That'd be awesome. Get a fucking episode with him. But I'm not quite on that level yet, and that's why we need dialogue, right? We need, and for those of you that fucking, I don't know what you guys think. Let me let you guys in on a fucking little secret, all right? Your friendly neighborhood fucking Florida man, do you know how much money I've made on this? I'm not doing it for the money. Guess how much fucking money I've made off of this podcast through all my fucking annoying advertisements. Go ahead. Throw out a number. Okay, well, I'll save you the fucking guessing games because we know most of you fucking Marines and most of you fucking soldiers can't fucking count higher than fucking 13. I've made $1. Okay, did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? I made $1. I know this fucking shit is funnier than a fucking dollar. But that's okay. I'm not bitching. Guys, I'm not in it for the money. However, all right, if it gets to the point to where this shit keeps growing, okay, it's not all for self-benefit, okay? If it gets to, like, fucking Matt Best's level, which I can only fucking hope for, But I'm not stopping until it does. And even then, I'm fucking, fuck it. You know what I mean? We're going for broke. If this thing blows up to that fucking level, a lot of the money is going to be going to fucking, you know, fallen fucking service members, their funerals, you know, fucking helping out Walter Reed, the, you know, the hospital for injured combat vets, and fucking, you know, we'll send them to, like, fucking, you know, fallen fucking police officers, their families, shit like that. So there's, and firemen, you know, so there's definitely going to be more love to fucking spread around, okay? But we can't fucking get there unless we can get some fucking feedback, right? Go into your fucking app, whatever, whether it's Anchor, Apple, fucking whatever, rate the shit. Come on, people. It's going for fucking 5 stars, right? 5 stars. Write in a review. Make it a good one, you know. Hey, this dude's fucking whacked, and I think Redline needs to fucking sponsor him. If you want more crazed fucking rants. So yeah, go and fucking rate it. And, you know, I'm almost to the point now, I'm almost wondering if, you know, I should make this fucking Facebook page public yet. I don't know. But I'm going to talk to the Florida fucking woe man and see if she can rig it up to where we can at least make the post shareable. And then I'm going to have to fucking pick and choose, because like I said, in the interest of keeping my fucking job, all right, for now, you're not going to know who the fuck I am. So, also in the interest of making it fucking retarded easy for all you fucking Asperger's fucking airmen, okay, that don't know how to use a fucking email, I'm sending this out on the podcast, because even if you're not yet a Facebook fucking friend of the Florida man, okay, you can at least fucking look up my shit and then message me in with all your fucking questions about whatever, you know? And then you're just going to have to continue listening in if you want to hear me fucking call your ass out. You know, that's going to be the end of our segment, okay? Yes, the end of the fucking segment. You have to actually listen to it. Not that I'm forcing you or anything. All right? I don't have you in a fucking cradle. I don't have you in a fucking ball and chain. All right? Wrenching your fucking forearm back through your nutsack while I'm stuffing your fucking head in your phone. All right? And making you fucking rate the shit with your nose. But I'll fucking do it if I have to. But seriously, on the real, guys, we need likes, we need shares, fucking pump this shit out. Pump it out. On that fucking note, have you fucking fat, nasty bitches gone to the gym today? Well, if you haven't, you need to get your fucking milk dud tit having ass fucking over there. All right, get up on the fucking preacher curl bar. Oh yeah, fucking pumping this shit. Your biceps need to get to the point to where they're gonna fucking pop, right? Veins coming out and everything, so that whenever we pair up with this fucking t-shirt company, all right, and you start filling out these fucking sleeves like there's nobody business, you might actually have to cut the fucking bitches off, right? And then go join a fucking biker gang. Get busted for fucking trafficking drugs and shit, right? And when you're in jail, make sure you write into the fucking, you know, I'll probably set up a P.O. box, right? So you can write into the Florida man, and I can fucking answer your fucking 8-ball questions. Magic fucking 8-ball. Right? So even if we gotta fucking set up carrier pigeons and whatever else the fuck we gotta do to get the word out to the fucking prisons, all right, and get it to that one fucking motherfucker that started up the Ponzi scheme that got my fucking boy, you know, fucking the golden boy, got him roped into this fucking Ponzi scheme. Luckily enough, he pulled the ripcord, all right, fucking early enough, he didn't get caught up in the bullshit, right? We even got to get the word out to him. And we got to get the word out to fucking Tupac, who's fucking hiding out in Thailand. Right? We'll get Tupac on an episode. Right? So, yeah, everybody needs to hear this shit. And driving through fucking traffic. God, fucking traffic, man. You know, I'm lucky enough to where, you know, I live in a town that there's a lot of fucking retired military and shit. What is it that whenever you get over like the age of fucking 70, you just forget how to drive? You've been doing it your whole fucking life. Right? Your whole fucking life you've been driving. All of a sudden you forget now. Fucking waiting 10 fucking years. Oh, look. There's a homeless dude with a fucking digi backpack. He's probably a vet. Hungry vet. Will work for food. He's not. I've seen that dude a million fucking times. So anyway. So you know that you need to get your fucking bitch ass to the gym. Right? It's Wednesday. Gains Day. Oh, the coming of Jesus meeting. Alright, so. Again, since it's fucking Wednesday, if you're new to the podcast, I would implore you to fucking, go back through the episodes, look up fucking Gains Day, coming to Jesus meeting, and listen to it. If you're having a shitty day, you know, if you can't get fucking deployment off your mind, you know, whatever the fuck is going on, it's, you know, there's fucking people you can talk to. And you can feel free to fucking email me, right?
Email.
All right, you can fucking email me, right? Danger Close, D-A-N-G-E-R, Close, C-L-O-S-E, see? I almost fucked that up there. Dot Floridaman, F-L-O-R-I-D-A-M-A-N, at gmail.com, all right? Email me, send me some shit, funny shit, you know, fucking, you know, whatever. Or fucking send me a friend request via FaceWebs, right? Look for the combat action ribbon up at the top and look for the fucking Danger Close dick, all right? And you'll be sure to fucking find me. Send me a friend request. Inbox me, private fucking message me, all right? Dear Florida man, you know, should I fucking rob this homeless guy? You know? Should I or should I not steal his fucking bicycle? Even though it smells like it was fucking dumped in a fucking a piss quarry. Alright? I'll send you anything. Whatever. I don't fucking... Whatever. I will respond. So, riding in the truck right now, probably gonna fucking hear it from the flyboy. When you fucking have a family, right? When you have kids, when you have dogs and ferrets and fucking, you know, chinchilla flying squirrels and shit, babies, your car ends up smelling like a fucking nursery. It's not a good fucking smell, right? It's not like I'm fucking single and I'm on my way to go pick up this nasty fucking street beast that I met on fucking Plenty of Fish and just take her to fucking Pound Town, you know, with my fucking date rape fucking air fresheners, right? It doesn't smell like that. It smells like a fucking daycare. So, we're almost fucking there. Gonna pick up the flyboy. Wondering what we're gonna talk about. Oh no! Oh no! Oh, it's coming. Coming up soon. Oh, Jesus. Fucking. You know, I see signs everywhere of like lost cat looking for Sniffles. Where is Sniffles? There's a fucking, like, rotten carcass in the middle of the road that I just passed, and I kind of ran over it because I'm a dick, and yeah, I think Sniffles is under my fucking back tire right now. Oh no, Where are we? Are we almost there? All right. Is this the first one or the second one? I believe it's the second one. Here we go. Magic fucking eight ball responses. Oh, God. Fucking got ya. Get y'all fucking juiced up on this meth-fueled fucking life advice. Am I not at the right one? I don't think I'm at the fucking right one. Where is it? All right. No, never mind. I found it. Holy bejesus. Oh, there he is, all tacked out. That's probably what fucking smells. Alright. Forgive the smell. It smells like a fucking daycare in here. Ugh, it's better than your natural smell of dick. Alright, guys. Alright, so you got the fly boy in here. Oh, Jesus. Alright, so we just gotta keep it right about here. So the Florida woe man is making fucking breakfast right now.
She's not a bad fucking cook.
No. So how's the doggie?
Dog's fine. She keeps shitting on the floor, so I keep having to beat her ass, but I beat lots of bitches in my life. She's no different.
Alright. Alright, so story time. We need a good story because I've been fucking, like I said, I'm like that needy girlfriend. Email in. Fucking people don't know how to use a fucking email. So I opened it up to, and of course you know, opened it up to fucking Facebook messaging. Fucking dear Florida man, fucking, you know, should I kick the shit out of my fucking supervisor? You know, what weapon should I use?
How much beating my wife is too much?
Yeah, so we're gonna take the long way around. Not too long, because you get, where the fuck are you? So anyway, we need a good fucking, all right, let's go with a, you got a crazy sex story?
I have a crazy fucking sex story. So right after I got out of the military. Right, yeah, and I was in the fucking chair for it, you fucking pussies. All right, it's not my fault I can score better than a 55 on my fucking ASVAB.
SF, right. Yeah!
So, right after I got out of the military, all these fucking hometown girls see me in my fucking uniform, get home, I'm finally in fucking shape, and they want a piece of the flyboy dick, right? So I go out to the movies with this one bitch, fucking, I don't even know what to call her, but fucking crazy sex girl, right?
Crazy
She was the quiet band chick, right, who really came into her fucking own. And so we go out to the movies with a guy I haven't seen in a while and her, and she's just all fucking over me. So we have a little bit to drink, right? And I'm just spitting on the game, laying down the game, right? And I was not the crazed sex animal I am today, right? So I didn't know how to tap it in there, right? So I was just kind of stalling, right? And I shit you not, we're sitting at the table and she looks over at me and she's like, are you gonna fuck me or not? And I'm like, bitch, I will pancake fuck you. She's like, what's pancake fuck you? I fucking went into the cupboard, grabbed a fucking bottle of syrup and drug her into the bathroom, right?
No, I did,
dude. I was so fucking drunk, I didn't know what the fuck to do, right? So I shit you not, right? We're in the bathroom. She starts taking off her clothes and she's like, all right. She's like, I don't want you to freak out, but I have to show you something. And I'm like, here we go. She's got a fucking dick. Like, I'm already this far along. You know, I'm going to have to suck a dick. Like, fuck my life, right? And she fucking pulls down her pants, and her fucking pubes were, like, multicolored. She had dyed half of them pink and half of them fucking blue.
Was this before or after the fucking, the blue-haired freak moment, fucking movement.
No, she was the start of this fucking movement, bro. Like, she was the fucking...
So she got this fucking shit going.
Right, so I'm like, fucking... I haven't been with a lot of girls at this point, right? Apparently, being in the Air Force isn't quite as sexy as everyone thinks it is. So, but I'm like, you know what? We're gonna fucking do this. My fucking retarded-ass fucking roommate opens the fucking bathroom door. I got a sock and a jizz-covered sock on the door handle, so he knows not to fucking open it. And he didn't think we were actually gonna fuck. So he opens it up. He sees that fucking me got a handful of titties and a handful of cotton candy bush, right? And he's like, oh shit, blah, blah. So she freaks out. She's like, yo, let's just go to my place. Right? And this is the most used I've ever felt in my life. She drives me to her place, right? One, we're underage. Two, we're all fucking shit-faced, right? So this should not have happened. Takes me back to her place, opens the door. Her place is blacklighted with a fucking stripper pole in the middle, right? She turns around, pulls my pants down, starts sucking my dick. She had a condom in her mouth. She put the condom on with her mouth, dude. I fucking almost jizzed right there. So I'm like, let's fucking do this. We go to Pound Town for actually a decent amount of time, and she's like, fucking choke me, fucking choke me, fucking choke me. By the time I realize how hard I'm choking her, dude, she's passed out.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I'm going to fucking jail. Like, this is it. So I'm trying to wake her up. She fucking comes to and just grabs me, looks me in the eyes, and goes, fuck me. I didn't tell you to stop. So I did what the fuck I was told.
It does what it's told.
Yep. That was, it was quite fucking interesting.
Pancake, fuck. So where do you end up using the syrup?
No, it wasn't my syrup. It was my buddy's syrup. He needed it for pancakes in the morning. But I shit you not, dude, when we were done, I mean, we fucked for like 2 or 3 hours. She drove me home and dropped me on my buddy's front doorstep and just left. I never spoke to her again. It was beautiful.
That sounds like wife material.
Gosh, crazy fucking libtard, dude.
Yeah. Good thing politics didn't come into play.
Yeah, now she doesn't shave her body hair because, you know, feminism.
Why? Okay, all right. For all you fucking raptor kin and stop sign kin and fucking cucumber kin out there, what the fuck is that? Why? Have you seen the fucking thing where they, like, dye their fucking armpit hair, like, rainbow and shit?
This bitch dyed her pubes rainbow, alright? I should have told you something, bro. I just hope it was dyed. It wasn't some rare form of fucking cotton candy blue waffle. Like, my dick hasn't fallen off yet, but holy shit. Crazy as fucking. Look, if you don't want to go down on me because I haven't fucking shaved because you're afraid to get a pube in your mouth, I'm not licking your fucking armpit. All right, you can go fuck yourself. All right, you wash your booty hole, I might reach around, but holy fucking shit.
Oh my god. All right, we gotta have at least one funny fucking Air Force story. I know you got one. Basic something.
Funny Air Force story. I got a few of them. Oh, I got one. We were on Lackland Air Force Base. All right, that's where we were. Lackland Air Force Base is a training base for fucking everyone, right? We got fucking jarheads. We got sailors. Sorry,
YMCA.
Gosh, right. We got a little bit of everybody. So we were bunked up with some fucking army guys. We were always throwing down with. But I had a buddy who made it a point to hate Marines. Like, just go out of his way to fucking. I think one of them fucked his girl or something like that. So he was just probably. Fucking probably. He was an ugly motherfucker. She was an ugly motherfucker. It wouldn't take much for a fucking Marine to dick her down. Right?
It's setting the bar kind of low.
So we're just walking down the street, right? I mean, we always fought with some motherfucker, right? But he sees three fucking jarheads sitting outside. Just fucking chilling. And he starts calling out to him. He's like, hey, fucking jarheads, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, don't fucking do it. I'm not feeling it today. Like, just pay attention to where the fuck you are. He's like, no, fuck it. We got it. He's like, there's three of them. There's two of us. We can fucking take them. And I'm like, dude, like, fucking, we can't. Like, fucking look at them. That one looks like he just ate another Marine. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, no, I got this. He starts calling up. These three motherfuckers get up, ready to fucking go. I fucking hightail it out of there. I come back. There's 12 Marines beating the fucking dog shit out of him. We were right outside their fucking barracks. They just called in. They're stomping his fucking ass. I just left.
There's fucking... Hey, man, sometimes you need to know when to fucking cut bait and fucking hightail it out of there. Did I ever tell you about how the time that I almost got the shit kicked out of me by 4 fucking Navy SEALs?
I think you have, but I don't think our viewers have.
Okay. All right. So I kind of mentioned this in my last fucking episode. I think it was Razor Scooters, fucking Supernatural, and Magic 8-Ball. Ah, God, fucking 8-Ball responses. That's the new thing, by the way, for questions. 8-Ball, you know, the Magic 8-Ball. You shake it up and you ask it questions.
Oh, I shake a different thing once I ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking, why did you burn the dinner? Fucking. Yeah, the 8-Ball, obviously, double fucking euphemism there. Oh, God. So, anyway. This dude is on the fucking corner every morning. He's like, I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out if he works there, if he's just on drugs.
Well, it's Florida, so it's probably both. So, anyway. There's a dude that stands on the corner in, like, a different fucking superhero outfit every morning. What is he fucking wearing?
He's, like, Brown Panther or some shit like that.
Didn't make it to the Marvel Universe.
Not quite yet.
Not
He's
quite.
He's his retarded autistic brother.
So, anyway. All right. So, I kind of mentioned this in my last episode, the fucking Razor Scooters. I had to, me and my fucking squad leader had to go up to Virginia Beach for a fucking school, right? I believe it was Little Creek. Well, I didn't know this at the time, but there's a fucking, SEAL unit there. I don't think it's SEAL Team 3. It's SEAL Team fucking...
It's always SEAL Team 6. Everyone's from SEAL Team 6.
Everybody's fucking... I'm a SEAL Team 6 Delta Force fucking Space Ranger. For all you Stolen Valor fucks.
Yeah, I was a Space Ranger, thank you very much.
I would join the fucking Space Ranger.
Space Force!
So...
I wore my Space Force shirt.
So, anyway, yeah, if that comes out, I'm ditching this fucking job and joining the fucking Space Force. So, anyway. So... There's some SEAL team there, and anyway, we go out to this fucking bar, and we didn't know it was a fucking SEAL bar. We didn't fucking know, right? We're just a couple of fucking jarheads. So, we're fucking hanging out, and this dude's a fucking wacko. He's almost crazier than fucking Lance Corporal Barracuda. They were actually, like, best friends and came in at the same fucking time. So you could only imagine the level of fucking smacked this dude is out of his fucking tree.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Fucking, since these two are in fucking cahoots, you know, you can only imagine the shenanigans. This is also the fucking same guy that, dude, this dude was on every fucking meet and fuck website, like, every single day when we came into fucking work, right? Before we got out and cut for fucking, you know, cut for the weekend, just got out of the BC's fucking 45-minute fucking spiel. That and Sergeant Major, just to piggyback off of what the fucking BC said. You know, and then Gunny, just to fucking piggyback. It's always piggybacking. Anyway, all right, I need to get back on the fucking topic. So, this dude's on Plenty of Fish. He's on fucking Backpage.
Fucking Backpage.
Where you get legit fucking... You know, human trafficked hookers.
Please save me. Shut your fucking mouth.
Fucking.
If you're going to use your mouth, use it for this.
Here, I'll get the syrup.
Pancake fuck.
So anyway, this is the same guy that fucking met some chick who just, like, she was able to fucking get down to the fucking racetrack just to plug in her fucking phone. We know where this is going. She was fucking homeless, like, living under her... And basically fucking swindled this poor fucking thing, bribed her, hey, I'll let you come over and take a fucking shower and fucking eat some real food instead of digging out the
toilet paper today.
Instead of fucking shitting in the woods, waiting for the bum hunter to fucking come and get
shits
you.
In the woods.
So anyway, same guy. So we go out to this fucking bar, right? And... At this time, I was still fucking... I didn't know where my level was. I didn't know, like... You learn what you can drink and what you can't fucking drink. And at this point, I was so young. I was probably, like, fucking 22. 22, 23. Anyway, so we go out of this fucking bar. And I'm drinking fucking Long Islands, right? And it only takes a couple of those before you're fucking, you're gone. You're in Narnia. So I think I'm on like my second or third Long Island. And all of a sudden, he like fucking disappears, right? And I'm sitting at the bar. And this fuck, I'm sitting next to this dude who looks like he's a fucking running back for the fucking Seattle Seahawks, right? I have no idea who this fucking dude is. And he's making fun of my fucking hat. Right?
Nobody puts baby in a
fedora. I don't know why, but I was like really into fedoras at the time.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. I could rock a fucking...
You fucking neckbeard. Leave the lady be.
No, way before it was like fucking neckbeards. This was like if you were a fucking drummer, you know what I mean? Or part of some kind of fucking...
Florida Man, were you a drummer?
No.
Okay.
90s alternative fucking band. My Chemical Romance or whatever. Like, the drummer always had a... I don't know. It was just... It was my thing, and I could pull it off.
Sure you fucking could.
No, I could. Yeah. I could pull off the fedora. Anyway, back on track. So, this dude's making fun of my fucking hat. And it was funny at first, and then I'm like, all right, I'm getting fucking sick of you. You and your fucking D-ball. Like, we know you're not natural. Just eat a lot of fucking red meat. Bullshit. I work out, okay? I don't fucking look like that. All right?
So you're eating the wrong kind of red meat. He didn't mean he sucks dick, Florida Man.
So anyway, yeah, this dude's got fucking traps on his earlobes. You know what I mean? But I'm fucking feeling the liquid courage, and I'm like fucking, I'm going for the throat. All right? You can't do fucking neck sit-ups. So, fuck. So anyway, but I'm just kind of fucking dealing with him at this point. I'm waiting for my guy to come back because it's about closing time. And this fucking hot little fucking teeny bopper like walks up and starts hanging out with this dude that's fucking, you know, muscles from fucking Brussels over here. Him and his perfect surfer fucking haircut. SF, yeah. So, but anyway. So he comes out, and he's got this fucking look, and you can tell he's, like, about to blow, like, a fucking 4.0. You know what I mean? That's how fucked he is. You don't know how he's, like, alive. So he looks like a drowned fucking swamp rat coming out of the bathroom. I don't know what he was doing in there. Probably fucking a homeless chick, right? And he comes out. And does, like, one of these numbers, like, fucking just, like wedges himself in between this fucking just, like, this Navy SEAL who looked like he fucking ate a Navy SEAL. And then puts his arm around this girl and goes, hey, drop the fucking zero and get with a fucking hero.
Ding, ding.
Granted, yes, we both have cars. Combat action ribbons. He was my senior. He was Iraq fucking generation. I had just kind of missed the movement. Like, I didn't come in at the right time. And, so he's fucking whacked out of his mind. He had that crazed fucking look in his, that Alexandria fucking Cortez, like, psycho fucking look in his eye.
Cow farts!
Green New Deal! So that's like the fucking Gary Busey fucking look he had.
Gary fucking Busey.
Fine, Gary Busey. So anyway, so he stands up, and then there's a couple of fucking other dudes that look like they're playing second string for the fucking Minnesota Vikings over there. They all fucking stand up, and they start fucking congregating around us. I have to grab this dude by his fucking collar, which I gotta grab Mongo. All right, and I'm lucky enough that he doesn't turn around and try to fucking... I mean, granted, I probably could have taken him at that point just because he could barely stand. All right, but other than that, fucking completely sober. He wrestled, too. I think he took fucking state and whatever fucking state he was in. Yeah, I didn't fucking make it that far. So anyway, he's fucking crazy enough to where I gotta control him, and I'm trying not to fight the one fucking dude I'm trying to save. But there's a bigger threat. There's the fucking, the T-100s are fucking standing up and walking at us. And, dude, these guys look like they fucking snort fucking Jack 3D off each other's fucking V-cut fucking lower abs.
You know they do.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, fucking SF!
You want to be a thiel, huh?
So.
Get licking.
Yeah, fucking get the pancake mix. So, we got a couple of SF guys that actually like this that are listening to us, and we gotta take
it. SF!
We gotta take it easy. You know, Jesus.
I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, God. Don't hurt their feelings. So anyway, they start fucking walking at us, and there's this one dude, this one fucking black dude. This guy looks like fucking, he looks like Black Panther and Thor fucked and had a baby.
Hmm. I'd pay to see that.
What? Them fucking?
Oh, duh, baby.
Oh,
shit.
Okay. So, I ripped him out and I'm like, hey guys, easy, fucking easy. He's drunk. He doesn't know where he's at. I'll fucking get him out of here. And I had to throw this dude into a fucking taxi cab and fucking, I don't even think he remembers how we got back to the fucking crack hole, fucking crackpot fucking hotels that they put us up in. Because we know the Marine Corps is not staring at the fucking Ritz. All right. We know that. We know we're not fucking staying at the Holiday fucking Inn.
Fucking get better.
No, dude. We were staying at like fucking, we were staying, I don't know, what's a good fucking crack hole fucking name?
The Hotel Inn?
The Hotel fucking Inn. The Hotel Motel fucking Holiday
25 cents a night.
Dude, fucking, yeah, dude, that was fucking bad. I probably
like garden rat poison.
I probably would have gotten one good shot in on fucking, you know, on Thor, right on his fucking neck piece. But then, dude, I would have fucking, that would have been the end of us. That would have been, it's too many, man. It's too fucking many. And you can't snap everybody's fucking kneecap. Eventually somebody's gonna get behind you. You know what I mean? Just on a kneecap snapping fucking rampage. So yeah, that was the time I almost got the shit beat out of me fucking there. I don't know. Do I have any good wrestling stories? I did fucking, when I was in high school, and, we were down in Flagler. Anyway, we had this big tournament that was going on up there. I had to wrestle this dude that looked like fucking, Luigi. This dude, he looked awkward as fuck, and of course, since I was fucking 152, you know, fucking, I hated wrestling 152. Because, like, everybody's fast and everybody's fucking strong. You usually had fucking one or the other. I loved watching the super fucking heavyweight dudes just, like, slap fight and watch their tits fucking roll
First
out.
First one to fall.
Their tits fucking roll out doing the fucking wave.
Hamburger fucking falls out of their pocket.
While they're pancake fucking each other.
Pancake fucking.
Get the syrup! So, anyway, so I had to wrestle fucking Luigi, and he's like fucking almost 7 feet fucking tall. Super fucking, they should have a height class, you know what I mean? Because that was not fucking fair at all. So we go round and round and round. It was nothing but fucking reversals. Nothing but fucking reversals. We were like a couple of jaguars just trying to fucking kill each other. And he was good. I was really good, and he was really fucking good. He ended up, I think he ended up getting me on points. They ran out of fucking, the flip cards.
Oh, yeah.
For the point, they ran out.
Oh, yeah.
The judges were just sitting there looking with their hands up like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now.
I feel that.
This looks like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog fucking rolling around right now. So he ended up fucking getting me onto the decision on fucking points. And he, at one point, they asked me if I wanted to choose, you know, top or fucking bottom.
We all know Florida Man's a bottom.
Florida Man was a bottom. I perfected the fucking Gramby, only I put my fucking, for those of you that fucking wrestle, you know what I'm talking about here. So I perfected the Granby, only I put my own little spin on it. So whenever you're down on bottom, right, and you're fucking posted up, they're fucking cinching you down through your fucking waist, and they got your fucking, one of your arms fucking, their arm over your arm, and you're just waiting for the fucking whistle. What I would do is I would fucking hook his arm, right? I would grab his fucking arm that he was trying to chop my arm down with, hook that shit, and I was, and when I got a hold of your arm, you're not getting it back. I'm too fucking strong. So I fucking wrenched that shit to my own fucking waist, right? Going across the fucking body. And what I would do is I would push off with my fucking right foot, right? And I would extend my fucking left leg, just lock it out like a fucking board, and I would shoot that shit at fucking Mach Jesus, rocketing up your fucking crotch hole. And so I would donkey kick the shit out of your fucking speed bag, right? I'd fucking nutshot you at like Super Saiyan fucking speed while I was Grambying you. So not only did I smash your fucking nuts in, but I sent you flying. You were flying, and I would let go of your arm at the right fucking time. This dude flew face first into the fucking judge's fucking table. Yeah. Even my coach was like, listen, you lost, okay? He got you on points. I don't know what the fuck you just did. You definitely just made that shit up. I don't know what it is, but keep fucking doing
that. Do that again.
So every fucking, and I would win because I would take them off so fucking guard. They have their nuts smashed in, and then their fucking face fucking scorpioned on the fucking mat, right? And they'd be so incapacitated because I just racked their fucking unit in. I would just run over there and fucking just roll them the fuck over. Either throw them in a cradle or fucking half Nelson, whatever, and just roll them the fuck over. And most of the time, their nuts hurt so fucking bad, they didn't even fucking, they didn't do anything. So that was my, And whenever we had a ground fight in the fucking Marine Corps, because we did King of the Ring all the fucking time, and I'm sure you're familiar. So,
oh, yeah.
One dude wrestling another dude. Whoever fucking wins has to fucking stay. That, oh, God, that sucked.
Some good shit.
Yeah, it's good fucking shit. Make you tough. Put hair on your balls. Put fucking unicorn hair on your nuts.
Put cotton candy crotch.
Cotton candy crotch, dude. I can't get over that. So that's my little fucking wrestling thing. I did get, whenever I chose bottom another time, because then he was like, you're always fucking choosing bottom now.
I'm sure it was his choice.
Yeah. That fucking, oh yeah. YMCA. Hey, I want to join a Department of the Navy. I pick bottom. So, Shari. So anyway, fucking, so ever since then, I always fucking pick bottom after I fucking, you know, sent this dude rocketing face first into the fucking judges table. One guy, I wasn't able to do that because he'd seen me fucking do that to like four or five other fucking people in another tournament that we were in. So he was ready for it. Not to mention his fucking arms were like the size of my legs. He was all top heavy. He had chicken legs. So I should have just ankle picked the shit out of him.
Never skip leg day.
Never fucking skip. That dude never did leg day. Not once. So, I don't know. He never shot in on doubles. Never. He didn't have the oomph underneath
him. Fucking his falling leg. Fucking over. He can't get back up.
His toothpicks would fucking break off if he tried to shoot in on somebody. He'd always just trying to snap him down and fucking head throw him. So, anyway. So I fucking pick bottom, right? And fucking Magilla Gorilla gets behind me. And fucking, he cinches down on my waist so hard. Nobody knew this. I threw the match. I threw the fucking match.
Didn't feel secure in his arms?
I shit myself. So I made it as fucking fast off the mat. You know what I mean? I laid there. And then I fucking ran to the bathroom my coach is like, what the fuck? What
did you actually shit yourself?
Yes.
Oh my fuck.
Only a little bit.
Oh my god.
I have fucking bowel issues. They run in the family.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It ran down your leg.
No, it was a turtle butt. It was a little kiss.
Hello, world. I want to wrestle too.
So yeah, fucking. I always loved watching the like super fucking flyweights. The fucking 135s.
I was a flyweight.
You were a flyweight.
I was a fucking flyweight. I was 125, and in my last year I was 139.
Just the fucking methed up fucking spider monkeys.
So I had a match one time. My coach fucking hated me because I wasn't some fucking, you know, I wasn't shooting up roids and this naturally good. It took me years to get good at fucking wrestling, right?
Right.
But when I got good, I was good. But all these varsity jock dicks fucking hated that. So we get to this fucking tournament one time. We're like half a fucking team. And he's like, yo, fly boy. He's like, you're wrestling at 150 today. I'm like, I weigh exactly 134, sir. He's like, it don't matter. We don't have a 154. And that's like, well, fuck, whatever. 150, 154, whatever the fuck a weight class
152.
Was. 152. 152, okay. So I weighed exactly 134 pounds. I was stepping on the scale with a fucking peanut butter sandwich in my hand, right? And fucking, so we go up. And my first match, you know, everyone's like, oh, blah, blah, this is the beginning of the year. Nobody really has a record this year. And they call us up, and they're like, you know, Flyboy and big fucking tough piece of shit. And I'm like, well, that's a weird fucking name, right? And I walk up, and this dude, he's 35 years old. He's
what?
Got a 730 credit score. Like, this dude is fucking, like, I don't even know.
He has a house with kids.
He's got a house with kids. His grandchildren call him Pop, like, fucking, he's huge.
Look at
it. He's got a beard. Fucking, I shit you not, he has a tattoo of a deer skull on one of his arms.
He's got a beard.
He's got a fucking, he had a 5 o'clock fucking shadow. And I'm over here like, hi, it's my 16th birthday tomorrow. I hope I get a car. You know?
You're wrestling fucking Chris Kyle.
My gosh, dude. So we get up to the mat.
Mad respect for Chris Kyle, not taking jab.
Never shit at Chris Kyle. So, anyway, so I fucking get up, right? Put our feet on the line. We shake hands. Whistle blows, and I grab him. I can't fucking move him. Doesn't matter. When I grab him, it's like grabbing a fucking cement wall. The statue of fucking David. It's just not going anywhere. And I'm like, well, this is it. It was a good 16 years of life. Always wanted to pancake fuck a girl, but, you know, I guess that's never going to happen now. So I'm like, I got to do something. Well, lo and fucking behold, I'm twice as fast as this kid because I'm half his fucking size. So he goes for a fucking head throw. And I just grab his waist like we're on the fucking Titanic, you know? He fucking goes to throw me, and I just help. I fucking put my face right into his titty, and I was like, let's fuck, hold me, Jack. He fucking flies me, I grab him, we roll, and I fucking hold him there. He fucking overshot by half an inch, I got him on his fucking back, and I'm holding there. Slurspring sweet nothings into his ear, like, don't fucking let me go! Boom! Pin his ass. First 15 seconds. I get up. Homeboy takes his headgear off. His fucking ears are up to here. He's got fucking... He looks like he's about to join the fucking SEALs, dude. Like that dude you were describing.
SF, yeah.
My gosh, dude. He's like, that's bullshit! I'll catch you outside! I'm like, you ain't catching shit, dude. Fucking, my dad has a gun. Like, motherfucker, I never saw him again.
Run back to the truck.
His kids were really disappointed. All six of them. But in the next fucking match, I wrestled some frumpy looking motherfucker whose singlet didn't even fit. And we shake hands, and dude, we fucking same thing, dude. We went back and fucking forth. It was like two cats were fucking fighting. And that motherfucker beat my ass. Idiot. This kid looks like he sits down at the table and plays Magic the fucking Gathering or Yu-Gi-Oh or some shit. Fucking like, and he beat my fucking ass.
For those of you that fucking don't know me, you'll come to learn that the Florida man, when he laughs, apparently he sounds like a fucking Honda that won't turn over. It's smoking for all those fucking years. It'll fucking... Smoking and screaming. That's what's gonna fucking fuck your lungs. Where are we at right now? We are... Oh, shit! Fucking almost an hour. Holy shit. All right, well, this is a fucking special episode. Okay. All right, guys. Oh, it's a little too late now. But just going to throw that out there again. That is the Flyboy. I'm sure he's going to be on fucking way more episodes. Him and his fucking crazy, you know, fucking...
Hey, guys, I need to throw it out there really quick. As most of you know, and I'm sorry to any, you know, treekin out there, but, you know, liberalism is a disease, and so fuck a liberal. You gotta fuck a liberal.
You have to, especially if they got a fucking rainbow bush.
They have daddy issues. They're gonna let you stick it in their ass.
That and if they wear chokers. I don't know. What is it about a choker?
A choker means you have a PhD in sucking fucking dick. That's what that means. Is you went to college for that shit. You'll gargle a ball. She'll fucking have your whole cock in her mouth and diddle your asshole with her tongue.
Right.
That's some good shit.
That's good. Go to college. And get a degree.
No, just fuck a college student.
Yeah, or just do that. Anyway, alright guys, so fucking that's the fucking Flyboy. So anyway, I'm gonna throw it out there again. Fucking email in dangerclose.floridaman@gmail.com. Or fucking Facebook message me. You know, hit me on the fucking interface webs. And we'll get some fucking magic 8-ball fucking... Oh, God! Fucking 8-ball fucking responses. And, you know, we'll hit you with some fucking meth-fueled Florida wisdom. All right? So, if you're going to go out to wrestle, the dude with the fucking beard... Yeah, he's probably... Oh, God! Fucking SF! So, might want to watch out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.